Can you talk a little bit about Tibet and the current status of life there and what your role has been in trying to help the movement that's ongoing to free Tibet?
Well, His Holiness refers to it several times in this book. The short history is this, is that in 1950, in the period of about 1949 through 1950, the Chinese invaded, the communist Chinese invaded, and they had this vast army at their disposal. They had just defeated Chiang Kai-shek, who had left the mainland China and gone to Taiwan. We've just discovered, by the way, some Russian friends of mine found some papers from the time of Stalin. And in these papers, it was clear that Stalin was forcing, in almost all of his communications, Mao to take that army to Tibet, invade Tibet. And there was a whole dynamic that has continually gone on in that part of the world, and Tibet has always been in the center of it. In any event, they invaded Tibet, overran Tibet very quickly. They had no army in Tibet, and they had internalized Buddhism to such a point that they weren't really capable of defending themselves. The Dalai Lama was 16 years old at the time, and it was a particularly difficult moment for him that he does talk about in some of his other books. Learning the ways of the world, trying to do the best thing for his people, and continually being undercut by the Chinese. Every agreement which was forced upon them and was bad, even that one would be violated and a worse one would be put in its place. Finally, there was an uprising against the Chinese in 1959 in Lhasa, the capital. It was violently put down, and tens of thousands of people were killed. And the Dalai Lama escaped to India with, 70 or 80,000 Tibetans got out about that same time. Since then, more have gotten out. There are approximately 140,000 Tibetans who've gotten out. It's extremely difficult for them to get out. I won't go into the details of that in this discussion, but only about 2,000, 3,000, sometimes 4,000 people trickle out a year, and it's by walking out over the Himalayas into Nepal and India. Horrific. And of course, many of them die in the process. Many children die. They lose limbs, frostbite. They're harassed by guards on the Chinese side and also on the Nepalese side. It's not a good life for them.